Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
We're only days into the new year, and already there's so much to be grateful for on Eric in the Morning.
Do you know what March 6th is?
No.
The key to your New Year's resolution. You keep hearing about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, science has found the old 21-day myth that it takes 21 days to establish a habit.
Yeah.
Is false. You'll have to make it all the way to March 6th, doing it consistently before the habit will set in.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, they also say drinking more water or writing a gratitude journal. That's mine.
Gratitude journal. You're all about the gratitude journal. We know that.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Are you drugged?
No! It's you! It's just, you. It's not me.
No, just your... Yeah, of course. See, just... It's, March 6th.
You in a gratitude journal.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on?
Are you a pothead?
Do you folks flip over to the news station just to get the headlines yet? I wouldn't blame you. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Come on, we have a gratitude journal.
Are you drugged?
It's funny what it does to you. You think you're real sharp and you laugh a lot.
I can't stop.
She's crying.
I am so wasted.
Snorting.
Melissa appreciates Eric's simple act of writing things down. The title of today's page is
I Know What I'm Not Grateful For.
Now, it's time to
shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
On Eric in the Morning.
Writing a gratitude journal. That's mine.
With Melissa and Whip.
You're all about the gratitude journal. We know that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a mix. What are you, on dope?
Whip enjoyed the old guy drops in there from the 1940s.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Come on.
You like that?
That's funny.
You like that?
No, I was not on dope.
You sure seem... Now that you hear yourself, though, do you see? Like, even your delivery was a little opioid-esque.
Opioid.
We're like, you had a gratitude journal. Listen to it.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you were definitely you are definitely a pothead. There's no doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt. You seem to enjoy that quite a bit. Mostly sunny today with a high near 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about the melt yesterday? More than I expected.
Yeah.
I noticed some, yeah.
Yeah, I got quite a bit. What, really? What did we top out at yesterday?
I don't know.
It felt damn comfortable.
Yeah, it was not bad at all. It's definitely a comparison thing compared to what we've been. You know, yesterday, no, it looks like I'm looking at today. I'll find this for
That's
you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy, overnight low around 30 is all. Nice. Partly sunny tomorrow and 40. Then into your weekend, well, that is your weekend, Saturday, Sunday, is intermittent rain or drizzle with areas of fog, otherwise cloudy and a high near 41.
Yesterday, we topped out at 32 at O'Hare, 33 at Midway. Mm. By the way, it was 26 in Orlando yesterday morning, I'm reading
what?
Here.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I think we, did I mention this yesterday or not? I don't know. I think it was yesterday that it was warmer in Anchorage than it was in Atlanta.
Okay. I don't think we mentioned, but yeah, it's been a big story. Yeah. The crazy cold and snow they've been having across the South.
Yeah,
that's happened before.
Atlanta and the Southeast are virtual. See, you take all the fun out of it.
Well, not
it's
Atlanta.
Happened before.
Not it was a long time ago, but it was more like Chicago, not Atlanta, and it was like warmer in Alaska than here or something.
Well, that's the. I mean, okay, there. I mean, we're a winter city. We're talking a city that doesn't ever get cold temperature.
Right.
To this degree.
To this degree, right.
That's the shock value, see? Atlanta was colder than Anchorage. Whatever.
Right.
We get back to the gratitude journal.
Right.
I'm not impressed by much, but I'm impressed by that. Have you noticed this whip? Am I wrong? Past 48 hours, she hasn't been impressed by much.
Well, it's tough to. She's very difficult to impress. She's got very high standards.
Right. I could be like, oh my God, look at this video. We're going to post a video of a bear juggling flaming bowling pins. And Melissa would be like, seen it.
Yeah, she's just, Melissa, you're an experienced.
I saw a bear do that over at the Lincoln Park Zoo once.
Oh,
no
my
deal.
Gosh.
Next.
Stop it. Okay,
you're an experienced woman. You've seen it all. You've done it all. You really got to bring the A game to impress you.
That's true.
I guess that's true. Yep.
Yeah. It was 11 in Dallas.
Oh, my
God.
11.
What?
They haven't seen that in generations, I don't think.
Right.
That impressed me.
See?
Yeah. 11.
Mm-hmm.
Try that one on. Doesn't seem so bad here now, does it?
Certainly not.
All right. What do we have today? It's Friday. That's enough.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Heading into a big NFL weekend. We'll get Melissa's picks to click this weekend.
All right.
Find out who she thinks is going to be competing in the Super Bowls, your two winners for the two games this weekend.
This whole Tom Brady thing might throw a little wrench in everybody's ideas.
Let me tell you what about this. Let me tell you my theory on this one.
Go ahead.
I think this has got Bill Belichick faking out the media and the other team and playing games written all over it.
Could very well be.
I think this is that distraction thing that he's throwing at the other team.
They have to at least account for the idea that Tom Brady won't be there, even if he's totally going to be there.
Getting them off their game by throwing them an unexpected thing to think about.
It could be,
It could totally be.
Hey, I was wondering, Tom, you have a hey, I was wondering, you get it to us any number of ways, and if we use it, you get a prize. How would you pronounce this hey, I was wondering person's name? T-A-U-R-A. Tora?
Yes.
Tora?
Tora.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Earlier this morning at 5:30, you played a commercial for the new Mix app to download. I was wondering, what's the song playing in the background of the commercial? Thanks.
Hmm.
You know, that new Mix app, we were talking to Big Karwowski about that yesterday. And by the way, you really should download it. You can do that at Google Play or the Apple Store, or you can go to the Mix website and type in the keyword app, and it'll take you there to get your download. You got all you could possibly need on there. You can get our podcast, listen, et cetera, et cetera.
Game with trips.
Trips, and each day in the download for dollars as a part of the Mix app, you could win $100. We're giving away $100 a day to just whoever downloads.
Right.
Well, it's a select person.
Sure.
A select person each day. Like yesterday, Valerie from McHenry won $1,000 just for downloading the Mix app yesterday.
Lucky her.
That's huge.
Tom from Carroll Stream the day before.
Right.
$100.
That's like easy money.
Did I say $1,000?
I think you did.
You did.
$100.
It's still very, very nice.
I'm just so used to us giving away big money. $100 right there.
Yeah.
$100 is still wonderful.
You can be today's $100 winner. But let's see if we can answer Tora's question. Here is that that promo I played.
Download some cash into your wallet with the Mix app. It's download for dollars. Just download the free Mix app to all your devices and register for your chance to win $100. There's a new winner every day, so download it today. The Mix app connects you to events, contests, the Eric in the Morning podcast, and more. The new Mix app, available at Google Play and the Apple App Store. Download for dollars from the Mix.
I can't be certain, but my gut is that's just plain music, for lack of a better phrase. It's not an actual song. Like Voice Guy back there in his studio where he does all his work. Got a lot of cats back in there, too. Have you seen that?
No.
You go in there, he's got seven cats in there.
Well, that's, you know, it's his process.
Yeah.
It's how he gets all that creativity.
I go in there, I can't breathe.
Right. Well, maybe that's by design. He doesn't want you in there.
It could be. So he's got a bunch of, you know, music just for doing that kind of stuff. Just, you know, his band. You know, like how Jimmy Kimmel has the house band?
That's right.
He's got that.
Cleto and the Cleetones.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So he'll just turn them and go, hey, I got to do a download for dollars, so give me a little something snappy. And that's what they give him.
He's probably got 100,000 songs in his library.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sound like a real song?
Sound like a mixture of songs.
Download some cash into your wallet.
I know what they're saying right there at the
app.
Beginning of the
download for dollars. Just download the free Mix app to all your devices and register for your
one of those
Calvin Harris.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's a little Calvin Harris.
Sounds
very
like
good.
Blame by Calvin Harris. I think
very
it's not
good.
It, but it sounds like it.
But then it changes.
Reminiscent of it. So sometimes in like
or
the
feels so close. No, you think it's Blame?
Yeah, that one.
That's
what it sounded like to me.
You're very good, Whip. I think you might be very close to what we're thinking there. So you listen.
Download some cash into your wallet with the Mix app. Yeah. It's download.
What's not exactly, but reminiscent of
what's
it.
What's that other band that we used to, especially Eric, used to say they would sound like an AT&T commercial or something. They used to do jingles.
Safe and Sound.
Safe and Sound.
Capital Cities.
Kind of reminds me of those guys.
Capital Cities.
That was a great song. I wish they had done more.
When it gets further in, it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, this sounds like you could. It should be in the background of a Verizon commercial.
Right.
I think it was.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. Well, hopefully that solves the issue. I don't think it does, but you get the idea.
But we had a nice discussion anyway.
Our answer is there is no answer. It's just fake music. But more importantly, download that Mix app right now on Google Play or the App Store and get everything you could possibly need on that Mix app. And most importantly, today you might get $100 just for downloading it, okay?
All right.
So get that covered this morning. If you go to the App Store or you go to Google Play, what is it, WTMX? Is that what you put in? Is that what you search? Let's hope so.
Is that what he's...
Is that right, Mel D? She would know, right?
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Mel D back
there. She's posted it a few times. Yeah, that's me.
That's her. Mel D. See, like that. Can you hear the cats in the background there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said WTMX.
Okay.
Put that in there and you'll be set. They say it's the American dream now. Owning your own business. Americans dream of being their own boss. Be careful what you wish for, because if you become an entrepreneur and you own your own business, you know what you have to deal with? You.
Mm-hmm.
What are the top three reasons you would likely have to call you into a meeting at your office to discipline you for what you did?
Mm-hmm.
This has, as I was saying, is a very, hold on, Bill, is a very, very popular one. Dan, you would have to yell at you about what? Hi, Dan.
Hey.
Hi.
I usually get to work late. I own my own business.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always late for work.
Late every day. You got to yell at you. And then the next problem becomes what, Bill?
Leaving early.
Leaving early.
Oh. Yeah.
You yell at you about being late, then you end up leaving you early. All okay. sorts of problems. You would also yell at you about what, Carmen?
I'm like Melissa. I love my sleep. So I essentially probably wouldn't get anything done because on the side of my job, you know, yeah. I like
right.
to sleep.
You nap. Oh.
You kind of sound like you're sleeping right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, she loves it.
You would have to yell at you about what, Amy?
I'm a slob.
I'm a slob. Hmm. Your work area would be a mess. At number three, it's time for you to tell you what, Julie?
You need to stay off the phone, Missy.
You are on the phone too much, you.
Oh, gosh.
At number two, Eric, you would call yourself into a meeting to tell you what?
Deal with the persistent toxic flatulence.
Toxic flatulence in the workplace has become a problem for you.
Uh-oh.
For you. And you. Then finally, in at number one, really, when it comes down to owning your own business and rolling up your sleeves and working hard, and then you have to call you in to do what, Lori?
To stop making suggestions that cause more work.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yeah. You need to tell you to cut it out.
Yeah, slow down.
Yeah. Maybe suggest that others do more in your business instead of you.
Yeah.
Listen, you keep telling others that they need to do more instead of you.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that the beauty of it all? Get some answers finally to this. Well, it appears to be the most simple question you've ever heard, but have you ever really gotten a legitimate answer? My husband has a long, bushy, ugly beard, and although I don't like it, I realize he's entitled to wear his facial hair any way he prefers. The problem is, when he eats, his beard gets into his plate and then into the food, which I find nauseating.
Mm.
And then you see guys with big, bushy beards or whatever, and you always hear the line, oh, hey, you got a bird living in there? Hey. What happened to you? You got like a T-bone steak in there? What do you... But have you ever actually seen or heard or been that guy with the bushy beard who did discover something in your beard?
Oh, I bet you it happens. It has to happen all the time.
Right. Yeah, like you get there and a ribeye actually falls out of your beard.
You're eating a nacho.
I had a ribeye last Friday. That's where it went.
Right. Yeah. Can you imagine dried cheese in there or something?
Dried cheese. Yeah, hold on, Danielle. We'll get to you in just a second. Hey, Jill.
Yes.
Your husband has a big bushy beard?
Yes, it's repulsive.
It's repulsive. Okay.
Oh,
have you
God.
Ever or has he ever legitimately found something in there?
Well, he didn't even know it was in there. So he makes fun of me and tells me not to eat in bed. He doesn't want crumbs in the bed.
Uh-huh.
He got up and left early one morning. I go look on his side of the bed. There was a noodle, a piece of popcorn, and other unidentifiable pieces of crumbs that were in his side of the bed and that were from his beard. I collected them because it was so disgusting to show him when he got home. Like, this is what you carry in your beard and you don't even know. Disgusting.
So he doesn't eat in bed, so you know it had to come from someplace, and the only place could be the beard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
He had a noodle in there.
A noodle?
Yeah.
And a piece of popcorn.
And other fun things.
It's mm-hmm. like, gosh, you totally know what he had for dinner,
and
a snack.
And what was his response when you showed him all the bounty that you'd pulled out?
He just starts laughing, of course, because he knows how much I hate the beer.
Yeah.
And, you know,
He laughs and then he goes to the bathroom and shakes it all out. A bike falls out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He'll never starve.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
It was stuck in his beard?
Yeah, so the food, like, happens too much to count. I call it a Ulysses S. Grant beard.
Oh, good luck.
He has.
Yeah.
But he's an electrician, and he'll come home and not realize he's stuck a pencil in his beard to, like, hold it. And there'll just be, like, random objects that he holds with his beard. And he's, like, currently kayaking the Mekong River right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just scared he's going to come home with, right. like, bugs.
That's where he keeps his tent.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He doesn't actually have a backpack. He just tucks everything into his beard.
I love that he slides a pencil in case he needs it later.
He's got a pencil. Then he forgets it's there. Comes home. Nice.
I like beards.
Well, there's a difference between liking beards and beards like that.
Even those long ones?
Well, not super long, but
you know,
I do
ZZ
like beards.
Top,
in
general. Ulysses S. Grant beards, that's what we're talking about
here. Yeah,
that's
a bit much, but...
Mom makes her 5-year-old pay rent. Some say for genius reasons, others say she's lost her mind. You can make up your own mind on that one based on the story we just told you. We're wondering this morning, though, specific to you, anybody listening who had strange requirements or chores when you were a kid, along the lines of the story we just told you. Hey, Jenny.
Well, good morning.
What was yours?
My best friend's house, in order to watch TV, there was a box on top of the TV, and you had to put 50 cents in, and you could watch for 30 minutes.
Oh, you bought yourself 30 minutes of screen time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like,
you had to earn the 50 cents in order to use it.
Oh, wow.
And how has that gone over? The kids aren't like robbing banks now to get extra cash, are they?
They're a little bit off. But
yeah.
To be honest, they're a little bit messed up. But hey, that's fine.
The local clerk at the 7-Eleven sees them come in. They're like, those kids look shifty to me.
Yeah.
Something's
up.
Keep your eye on them. Anybody listening? Who? Strange chore, huh, Madeline?
Well, my sister and I had a huge horseshoe driveway, and we saw the guys blacktop it, and we thought we could do it, and we did it for years.
Ah, blacktop the driveway. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to do that a couple times when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, did you?
Yep, blacktop the driveway.
Wow.
Seems like that could be messy.
It is unbelievably messy.
Yeah.
But kind of fun.
You think it's fun, really?
Huh? I enjoyed it. I did it as an adult, too, a couple times.
You just throw away all your shoes and clothes when you're done?
Have to.
Okay.
For sure. You know, you've heard about getting paid for good grades? Heard about that before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How about Heather? Hey, Heather.
If you get minuses or you get check minuses, and then as you got older, you got a D or an F, you had to pay money back.
You got charged for bad grades.
Wow.
Hey, incentive either way.
Listen, instead of paying you for good grades, we're going to charge you for bad grades as your motivation. Interesting.
Yeah.
Sean, that chore as a kid that was a little bit strange was what?
I had to brush our shag carpeting because we had a Samoyed dog and there's fur in it all the time. So my mom gave me a hairbrush. I had to brush the entire living room and the stairs.
Like rake it?
Yeah, with a brush.
Why didn't you just vacuum it? Or was it too
because
much hair?
We didn't have a cleaner. We weren't rich like you, Melissa.
Yeah, fancy pants.
Oh, gee, yeah.
You and your fancy vacuums.
Okay.
I don't know how it is in your mansion.
Oops.
Yeah, we didn't have that. Oh, look at her showing off now.
It's a Mercedes vacuum cleaner,
right.
too.
The mix. New Rules is what that's called by Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa? Isn't that what you had done over Dr. Chupchin's office with?
Yeah, it's the Dua Lipa procedure.
I thought you had that done.
Minimally invasive.
Right.
And,
the Wrinkle Fairy?
Very
Leslie,
reasonable.
The Wrinkle Fairy, I'll be with that?
Very, very reasonable.
That's nice. You
Dua.
Look good.
It's like
well,
you
thanks.
Get two.
Yeah. It's kind of like people have been asking me if something's
right.
different, and this is the secret.
The Dua Lipa.
Yeah, they're good at that.
Yeah, they really
That's
are.
That's all they do.
Is that how, am I saying that right? I don't pay any attention around here.
I don't know if it's Lipa or Lipa, I'll tell you the truth.
Usually the songs, that's when I go use the restroom.
But, right. It sounded like
Rihanna. Is that right, Melody? Come in here for a second.
Sounded like Rihanna to me. The voice sounded like
Come on,
Rihanna.
Melody.
Mel D is our resident music aficionado around here.
She loves it.
Is it Dua Lipa or Dua Lipa?
It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Yes, I love her. She's a fan. Such a big fan. She's beautiful. She is.
You know what? You have, not that that's weird, but you have generally odd tastes and things, and I say that from a place of love.
I guess so.
What was the movie that you and Swanee had the big debate in the hallway that you think is the most hilarious movie ever that the general public at large says there wasn't one funny part to it at all?
I love the movie Chips.
Chips, that's right.
I love it. I was laughing out loud in the theater. I can't believe Swanee says it's a terrible movie.
Really?
You know, and I love Dax. I love Dax Shepard.
I love it. Same with Fist Fight. I love that movie. And Swanee's like,
Fist Fight?
Yes.
Fist Fight. There was nothing redeemable about Fist Fight.
I love Charlie Day, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who doesn't love Charlie Day?
He's been in here before.
He's great.
I do love Charlie Day, but that doesn't excuse the effort that he gave in that movie. Right? All right. Thank you, Mel D.
Hi, this is Charlie Day, and you're listening to Eric on the Mix.
Thank you. There's Mel D.
That's me.
That's her. Mel D, our social media director.
I will say, and I love
By the way, before you go any further,
okay.
Let me just get this out. Mel D, our social media director, who handles all of it and is really good at responding. We actually respond now, so if you text us 60123, she'll get back to you. Follow us on Facebook, tweet us, Instagram us, whatever it might be. You were saying?
I was saying, I love Mel D. She's fabulous. Seriously, she's so good. And the nicest
butt
person ever. No, it's true.
Butt kiss her.
But this is the funny thing that as I get to know her a little bit better, what am I kissing her butt for?
Mm, go ahead.
She has just a pinch of like a quirky sense of humor, of like the things that she...
You're just picking up on that? You hear what she just said? She thinks Fist Fight's a good movie.
I said that like a couple weeks ago when I heard that she liked that. And there's been other little pinches of like things that I've heard her say or whatever, or people that she thinks is hilarious. And I'm like, she's got a little bit of that quirkiness to her. It's cute. I like it.
And she has a jingle.
She does. She does have a jingle. A good one.
A good jingle. Yeah. Catchy.
Yeah, that's me.
Sounds like that.
Trying to find my a rich and compelling drop. Can't seem to find it.
Good, I'm glad you can't.
Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
What?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right. You win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. So, Camila Cabello says that she stuffed hand warmers down her pants to stay warm on her New Year's Eve during her performance. So if you saw her performance from New York, she had hand warmers in her pants.
Right, you'd never know, but she was toasty.
Drastic measures. That's what you have to do. Like, for example, Rick...
Hello.
Hi. That one time you did what?
Me and my roommate back post-college had not paid our electric bill, so the power was out in the middle of winter.
Oh, sweet.
So we had the brilliant idea to move our grill into the living room and burn a Duralog.
Burn a Duralog in your grill in the living room.
Oh. Yeah, we woke up about 4 hours later coughing yellow smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
Glad you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, there's no way to vent it out, but, you know. Kept him warm.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, he's got all sorts of lung issues now and might never breathe clean again. But
it was warm that night.
Could be the black lung.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
I think I'm getting the black lung, Bob.
No, you're fine.
It's not very well ventilated down there.
It's really not.
For Christ's sake, Derek, you've been down there one day. Talk to me in 30 years.
Yeah, one time to stay warm, Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi. Hey. My husband is a Boy Scout, and they do winter camping, and so they pee in a water bottle, and then they put the water bottle under their pillow.
Oh, my God.
What?
I think I'd rather freeze to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. I at that point, I might go, sweet death,
does
take
that
me now.
Really help that much. Ew.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Keeping you warm. I'm certain they were taught that in a book somewhere.
I guess.
You get a badge for that?
You better.
Hey, Brent.
Yes, how you doing?
Great. That one time to stay warm.
I saran wrapped my feet before a football game.
Like before a Bears game?
It was. It was the Bears-Patriots game about 5 years ago, and that snow, we got killed 36-0 or something like that.
I remember like it was yesterday. Does that work, wrapping your feet in saran wrap?
Yeah, where did you even hear about that?
You know, I had heard it. I was at work, and they're like, yeah, saran wrap your feet. And I tried it, and no, it didn't work.
Didn't work, huh?
Yeah.
You think it would keep the heat in? It's like airtight if you do it well enough.
Speaking of the New England game, as we were there, the New England Patriots are trying to get to the Super Bowl. Melissa, your sports desk anchor person, last hour predicted that they would beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in advance to the Super Bowl. You also selected who?
The Eagles.
The Eagles over the Vikings.
Yep.
Yes.
So Melissa, who I know inexplicably has been on this hot streak.
I know, right?
Says That's look crazy. For a Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl. The Minnesota travel agencies are warning their fans against travel to Philadelphia. It's too dangerous, they say. Because Philly fans are, well, they're angry. That's an angry bunch over there.
That's true. They get angry at their own team when they don't do well. Angry at the opposing fans. Everybody. Right.
Philadelphia, Kabul, very similar in their approach. So we'll see how that turns out. And there's a follow-up to, also, as well, I should say, Melissa, to your selection of the New England Patriots, unfortunately, to advance to the Super Bowl.
What?
Tom Brady might or might not play. That's what Bill Belichick's saying. He's lying.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably lying.
It's all part of his game.
Yep.
Whip loves him. You also love Gronk. Why?
Oh, because he says butt munchers.
Not anymore. Patriots, Eagles. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Over there at the sports desk.
Yep. Do you think I got a good chance on that?
That's what everybody seems to think.
Really?
I'm the guy who wants Jacksonville, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm all Jag all the time, but that's not surprising to you. Yeah.
Goes together perfectly.
Doesn't. Eric, you big Jag?
Yeah. Vegas is favoring the Vikings.
I know. Go figure on that.
Even though the Eagles are at home, so that's kind of interesting. But
that's because they both are
favored too.
Playing backup quarterbacks.
That's
still.
True. That's more the reason.
All right. The Patriots, of course, Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, Patriots tight end. Whip, all right, let's just say it. He's in love with him.
I know.
It's hard not to be. Come on, look at the guy.
Wants to get an apartment with him, and if he can, at least have Gronk move in next door.
What's up, butt munchers?
There he is.
That's us. He called us butt munchers. Oh, my God.
Right.
Our new neighbor is Gronk.
I know how excited you were about
that. That would be me right there, Peter Griffin.
Gronk also coined the phrase, because remember, he's Captain Party Guy.
That's him.
He coined the phrase and is a man of 1,000 hilarious quotes. Remember, they say, yo soy fiesta, which, of course, in Spanish means, I am the party.
Right. And he kind of is.
Oh, yes.
Maybe that should be our Mexico trip theme.
No, that might not be bad.
Yo soy fiesta. Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, yo soy fiesta. The new Gronkism, though, is going bazooka.
Okay.
Going bazooka. As it turns out, Gronk tweeted out recently, our fans are always coming out. I remember last year I was watching the stands, and they were going bazooka. They were
bazooka.
Super loud, super proud. Later on, Gronk did admit that he meant to say going berserk, but he couldn't think of it.
So makes it even more fun.
He just went with going bazooka.
Oh, my God.
Do you mean going berserk, Brock? Yeah, that's it. Going bazooka. The butt muncher.
Yeah. What's up, butt munchers? Yeah. That's us. He called us butt munchers.
Right.
Oh, my
right.
God. Our new neighbor is Gronk.
All right.
Bazooka.
Yeah, tell you, that was extenuating circumstances. I heard that yesterday.
He's like a caricature of
extenuating.
Who'd you hear that from?
Extenuating?
He's a caricature of himself.
Yes.
But
he
he's capitalized. Did I ever tell you I have a Bluetooth speaker that is endorsed by Rob Gronkowski. It's called the Gronk Ball. It's in the shape of a football. It's an actual speaker, and you can throw it. You can, like, play catch with it while you're listening to
music. While you're listening to tunes.
Seriously?
So you play catch?
Yeah, I have this
at home. You can play catch and thump out.
Yes.
Rock out.
It's the Gronk Ball.
Yeah.
The Gronk Ball.
Yeah. If you really want to go crazy out there, you get about 10 guys out there. You go bazooka with it.
What's up, butt munchers?
Yeah. It's Gronk. Whip has a certain air of confidence about him on this one.
No.
You feel good about this?
Yeah, at first. It was only after the hints. At first, I was kind of like, well, and now I am somewhat certain.
Melissa, you have no idea.
I had a couple guesses that I'm, after I thought it through, I'm like, it can't be that. So I only have one now, and I have no idea if that's right.
Are you interested, or all that pot smoking got you not caring?
Well, that was actually one of my guesses at first. I thought maybe it was stoned, and I'm like, well, that can't be
it. That would be a good answer. That would have been a good one.
Okay.
More on that here in just a second. In a new study, millennials are getting blanked far less often than their parents did. What do you think it is, John?
Promoted.
Promoted.
No.
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 I'm going to write down my answer.
Okay, you do that.
I am.
You do that because we want to keep this. We got rules we follow
Very
around
official.
Here on this.
I want to see for if
you,
I'm right.
We have rules we follow for you that can't answer or win anything.
I know.
All right. Sean, millennials are getting blanked far less often than their parents did.
Arrested.
Exactly right. Both Whip and Melissa holding up their signs that read arrested. Congratulations, you've all won.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well Woo. Done, Sean. You ever been arrested? Don't answer. I don't want to get you in trouble, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know, nothing.
Not what?
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Nothing.
I don't know nothing.
What do we have for Sean?
Hey, you've won a $100 gift card to Chick-fil-A. It's 5 days of free breakfast at Chicagoland Chick-fil-A. Stop by any participating Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chick-fil-A locations from 6:30 to 10 a.m. through today for a free breakfast item. Every day is a different item, so you can enjoy something new each time you stop by. Limit one per customer.
Millennials can apparently boast about a much better track record with police than their parents did back in their youth. What percentage of millennials, and this is California, they just did this study, okay?
Uh-huh.
What percentage of millennials were arrested under the age of 18? They're millennials now, and they've already been arrested. What percentage do you think?
6%.
6? All right.
12%.
5. Right. What percentage of baby boomers in California were arrested under the age of 18?
22%.
10%.
80. No. 11%.
Ah.
11% were arrested. So millennials are getting arrested far less often than their parents did. Congratulations. Nicely done, rule followers. This is the kind of people you like.
I do like
followers.
People who don't get arrested. That's a general good thing.
And another surprising follow-up, too. I'm shocked by this. Millennials are using their smartphones far less than the world actually thinks. I know. Melissa, with this skeptical who farted face.
Maybe what the world actually thinks is the thing that's askew.
Smartphone usage has been trending upwards since 2015, but for the first time, the researchers at Deloitte & Touche found that smartphone usage declined or plateaued in 2017 for the first time. Almost half of survey respondents reporting they are trying to reduce or limit their phone use. So now we've reached a threshold of saturation where we're saying, all right, I've got to stop myself.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
The most concerned groups are people between the ages of 18 and 34. Those are the ones who are reporting the biggest drop in usage.
Okay, that's
I'm
good.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked, too.
Well, maybe just like common sense sort of takes over where you start to realize, you have to live life a little bit.
Well, there's a difference between common sense taking over and realizing it and actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's an addiction.
75% of respondents aged 25 to 34 said they use their phones too much and plan on doing it less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. He's waiting on hold.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, glad he's here.
Channel 9's Ben Bradley.
I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I am an anchor man.
He's also public enemy number one in Great Britain. Following this story... Well, I thought it was, just passing moment. Now, all of a sudden, an entire nation has turned on him. Hi, Ben.
Just another day in the life.
You know, I had been reporting all morning long that you're having issues, unexplained and confusing issues, because everybody thinks you're a wanker.
Yeah, and you're trending.
Is that right?
Yeah. I knew it was going to be an interesting day when yesterday I woke up to an alert saying that my Twitter account was trending in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Not in London, but in the entire United Kingdom.
The whole UK.
I just thought of this. You can give yourself a nice nickname out of this, the Wanker Anchor.
Boom. That just happened.
Come on, Ben.
I like it.
That just happened. Yeah.
Well, to tell you how dense I am, I guess, British reporter was interviewing me, and I said, I've been called the worst names on Twitter. Some of them I don't even know what they mean.
Right.
Like, somebody called me a cock wombler.
Oh, boy.
Which I looked up.
Wow, can you even say that?
Obnoxious person. Right. Yeah.
No,
it's a foolish.
It's the drop button over there?
We're speaking British. So
hey, you know what? You say that on your air, not on ours.
Yeah.
After the Trump asshole thing, thinks he can just say anything.
Oh, these guys think they're in a safe zone now or something.
The whole world is HBO now.
Yeah, well, so I thought wanker was like, you know, somebody like the equivalent of calling somebody a dork. But right. The British reporter goes, no, actually, it's a lot worse than that.
Right. It involves a quality time alone?
It does, yeah. Or as the Tribune reporter noted, the fine art, the fine practice of self-love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yikes. That can't be any worse than the C word you just threw at us, but whatever.
No. That means foolish or obnoxious person.
Perfect.
Not over here, it doesn't.
So, Ben, for those that aren't familiar with the situation that unfolded, let's just throw the background at us real quickly why you're trending on Twitter.
So there's a British member of parliament who apparently has suggested that all poor people should receive vasectomies since they can't pay for their children.
Uh-huh.
And that was a fairly old comment that he had written in a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's a pretty controversial guy over there with lots of controversial opinions. And
this one met with some resistance?
Vasectomies for poor people apparently didn't go over well. And unfortunately, he and I share the same name. He's a member of parliament named Ben Bradley. I am a TV reporter named Ben Bradley. And the internet doesn't really care which is which.
Okay. Hmm. So somehow, some way, some British person grabbed your Twitter instead of his, and the thing's gone crazy.
It's been nuts. And, you know, I make the mistake of thinking, oh, if you just respond and explain to the nice people, it's not me that they care, but they actually don't. I got to do an exchange with some woman who called me Tory scum. Uh-huh. She says, if you ever dare to insult the unemployed with your remarks again, a vasectomy can easily be arranged for you. How do you defend yourself, Mr. Bradley?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I defend myself by saying you have the wrong Ben Bradley.
Right.
I'm a TV reporter in Chicago, not a member of Britain's parliament. And then she just went even worse. She goes, well, that's even worse because you're not reporting on what's going on here in Britain.
What?
Good spin. Good spin.
After me.
Some people just want to be mad.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, well,
you think she would have backed off?
Hey, Diane.
Wow.
I responded, hey, Diane, this is the point in the conversation when you say, oh, sorry, I sent this message to the wrong person. Uh-huh. Enjoy your day.
Now, is there any thought that, or have you had any confirmation? Are you on a watch list over there?
I hope not. But it has been funny because I received kind of the same message from three or four different people, and the message was, you know, simply like, hey, man, feel your pain. Hang in there.
Right.
And the message was from somebody named Steve Bannon, somebody named Theresa May, and somebody named Tom
Eric
Bradby.
Ferguson? Yeah.
Tom Bradby, who just one letter off from Tom Brady, and he's Sundays are brutal for me, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So how long do you think this goes on before it calms down?
Well, it's been about 3 days now, and my Twitter feed this morning was filled with fewer insults. So I'm hoping we're getting to it.
So you got my note.
In fact, some of the good people of Britain are now suggesting that I've handled it with good humor, and they're wondering if they can trade their Ben Bradley for me. Nice.
And to that we say yes.
Go. Or are you still afraid to go? Are you going to go?
You should be nicer to me. I'm big time now. I was on the BBC yesterday.
Have you heard from the Queen? That's when you're big time. How about Ed Sheeran?
How about the real Ben Bradley who was saying this stuff? Has he contacted you?
No, he doesn't. From all I've read about him, he doesn't seem like an overly warm and friendly guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you got to do a story now where you interview the fake Steve Bannon, the fake Tom Brady, the fake Theresa May. That could be interesting.
Thomas Sulo can do that on his Saturday Night Show.
Yeah, give it
Man
to
of
him.
The people.
Exactly.
That's his thing.
Exactly.
Well, Ben, what we were originally planning on doing was having you on, explain the situation, and then have one of our listeners who listens online in Great Britain call in and agree to correct the problem for you over there. But he's refused to call because he thinks you're a wanker. So,
I did get a text from Mark Sapelsa this morning, you know, in his undisclosed location of retirement. It was just one word. wanker.
Right. Well, at least it's caught on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on your next T-shirt. All right, Ben. Well, good luck. Yeah. We just wanted to clarify what the situation was.
Another fine moment in my journalism career.
That's all right.
How's Lourdes?
She's great. I think she's a little embarrassed by me at this point. I think she realizes who the strength is on the team.
Yeah. It's pretty evident now. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ben.
See you guys.
See you later.
Ben.
All right. We'll see how that works out for him. So far, not well. The Mix, Halsey. She is bad at love. Melissa says she was bad at love, but now is a love machine.
No, I didn't say that.
Not quite that.
I'm hoping that I would be better.
This is the year of love?
You never know.
You do. You do know.
No, I don't.
I'm just trying to get your mindset. Are you open to the year of love?
I mean, sure.
Okay. There you have it.
I guess.
Bad at love. And the one thing, if you were to isolate or target or pinpoint the one thing that made you bad at love, it was what?
It was that I was always thinking that I could change somebody.
All right. So we said, what makes you bad at love? Call now. Best one, most interesting one, surprising one. We'll give you a prize. Melissa, since you were once bad at love, and now you are the love monster,
you picked
today's winner.
Oh, okay.
All right, and you have the prize ready, right?
I do.
All right. Because, Denise, you're very similar to Melissa?
Yes, I am. I'm just thinking I can change people or make them love me as much as I love them.
Oh, see.
Aww.
Watch eight. Whip?
Yes.
Watch how Dr. Phil this whole segment goes.
I think it's already Dr. Phil.
Just watch. You haven't seen anything yet.
Okay.
Hold on, Denise.
Strapping it in.
Hey, Donald.
Yes.
The one thing that makes you bad at love
is jealousy.
You're a jealous person.
Not completely, but I get jealous at some point.
Yeah.
That's natural.
And how does that turn out? Not well for you?
I'm getting better at it.
You know, there's a difference. There's good jealousy and bad jealousy, and it's a fine line.
Yeah, you can definitely take it too far. Yeah.
It's like the Halsey song says, jealousy gets the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Wow.
Right there.
That was good, Whip. That was really good.
Puts it right out there for you. She's bad at love.
Yeah.
See? Hey. Patrick. Hello,
hey,
Pat.
Okay. I'm terrible at honesty. Lie about dumb stuff.
All right. So, what makes you bad at love is the unpredictable lying.
Yeah, just about dumb stuff that you don't even have to lie about, but sometimes you just get caught up.
Like, for example, what? Like chips? I didn't eat any chips. Has he got chips on your face? Like that kind of thing?
No, like. I didn't spend money to play in that fantasy league.
Ah,
okay.
Might as well just admit it.
Right.
It just makes him mad. Lying's bad. Lying about dumb stuff, even worse.
Right.
All right, hold on, Patrick.
Not good.
I get this one, Katie. This makes all the sense in the world. You're bad at love. Why?
I'm bad at love because I'm 100% in or 100% out. Like, I can't, there's no happy medium. You're either in every aspect of my life or I forget to text you for a week.
So you either smother somebody or completely forget they're alive.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no happy medium.
Yeah.
You got to find one.
Got to find that balance.
All right, Katie, hang on. Hey, Jenna.
Hello, good morning.
Bad at love, why?
I find the people I love the most, I use projection. Like, if I'm angry about something else, it's easiest for me to take it out on them when really I don't mean to.
You project your anger on those you love the most.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they get angry Jenna.
Yes.
It's always fun to get the angry one. All right. What's it going to be there, Melissa? I try to change them. I'm overly jealous. I'm way too honest. I smother them with a pillow and then forget to text them back. Or I find it difficult to love you because I love you so much. I hate you. I project anger onto you, Jenna. Who's it
going
to be?
I'm going the 100% in or 100% out.
Thank you. You are all great. Hey, Katie.
Yes.
Who would have ever thought bad at love would win you something, huh?
Hey, I mean, at least it gives me something.
That's right. Congratulations.
Check it out. I found $5 in these jeans.
That's nothing. I found a 20 in my old coat.
Oh, yeah? I found $50 in my old fridge.
What?
I had an old working fridge I didn't need, so ComEd took it away.
ComEd took it away?
For free. And they sent me $50. I'll even save up to $150 a year on my energy bill.
All right. You win.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program by visiting ComEd.com/fridge recycling, funded in compliance with state law.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.